What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes. Our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that, you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Pairing a song with a clip.
There's just something about this song, though, whenever you hear it.
It's the art of the game that we play here.
Yeah.
Evan doing a good job mixing that in there. Josh Allen talking about it and the vibes that happen. And you want this game at least to be close enough so that that blares in the fourth quarter. Whether they have a lead or if it's tied, you want the vibes there.
Yeah, you want to see the Ravens having to sit through that on the sideline.
Not even
this
that.
This has become the Bills' version of Renegade.
It's more or less like it's about hope. Mm-hmm. That's what that song is ultimately projecting at that point. Hope or dominance.
Listening to the... The lyrics of it is like,
yeah.
Hope? Question mark?
Nope, it's not.
It's the opposite.
It has nothing to do with that, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, the meaning of the song, regardless, it has become an unofficial anthem for them in the fourth quarter. And that is what makes it interesting. You want this to be an enjoyable experience. That is ultimately what we all want out of this. Why do we watch sports? Why do we take part in it within its discussion? Because we want to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy it.
Well, and it's an absolute monster of a thing.
Us working here, it's because we're sadists. But...
Yes. That's right.
I don't enjoy anything you guys do.
There we go.
Your average whiner line.
But why do you partake in watching sports? It is to escape the misery of everyday life. It is to find enjoyment out of something. And when you hear Mr. Brightside, when the Bills are leading in a game, or if it's close, it's going to hit different. The song will not play if they are losing by 2 scores in this game.
No. No. That would be
it's
rough
a
way to go out
that
at Highmark Stadium. Yeah.
And that's where I think everything comes into it, is that it is a sense of community. That is something else that people jump into the Bills for. Or the Sabres, even. By God, how awful they are. It is a sense of community. It's what's here. It's what's here in Buffalo. And you get that sense, even though the song has nothing to do with it, it's a sense of community when it plays.
That's like a wedding that's a classic anywhere you go too.
Just why
like,
is it a wedding song? Let's not get into the specifics about the song.
No,
you're making me lose the plot.
I know, I know. But still, like, it's a pop culture phenom.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. It's a song that gets the people going.
Yes, for some reason,
it's provocative. Mm-hmm. Gets the people going.
It's just because.
Would have thought I'd quote "Blaze of Glory" today.
It just sounds like happy though. Even though
yes.
I think that's the point of the song in general, to just wrap that up.
It's sad the point
lyrics.
Of the Bills playing it.
Well, the Bills play it. It's just...
It's the sound.
Just the sound of
and
it.
And it gets people going, and that connects people. And you're all standing there, jumping up and screaming and singing 70,000 strong. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So, the Bills, you better be in this.
It all started at Dawson Knox's wedding.
Yes.
Actually, it didn't. There's a story... where this happened, I believe, last season, maybe the Pittsburgh playoff game.
Renegade yes. sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
also I think it was from a mic'd up with Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
And he mentioned Mr. Those... Brightside. They would play something like, I think they played Mr. Brightside at Utah. Mm-hmm. And then it all it
so
got
Kincaid
on.
Pitches it, gets then, played. First of all, that song gets played at any wedding. So let's call that.
Yeah.
Call it. I still don't know why, but I'm not losing the plot. I still want to see the fans enjoying themselves here. And that's the important part. Go back to the phone lines here. We'll go to Mitch. Mitch, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for waiting.
So I just had a quick comment on the MVP race.
I'm out.
And you know, don't get me wrong. I want Josh to win, but part of me thinks it would be equally as satisfying if we shut Lamar down, maybe force a couple turnovers, and Josh puts up, you know, or is accountable for 4-5 scores. In my head, I don't know. I just feel like that would be almost as satisfying and would diminish, you know, Lamar's not just MVP this year, but maybe some of the previous ones and the one that Josh should have won last year. And then quick shout out to my friend Ryan, who big win at the casino last night. Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. Good job, Ryan.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you for the call, Mitch.
I agree with him, though. I'd rather see Allen win this by a large margin, account for it, than him win the MVP.
Ready? I'd even say it would be just as satisfying if both players played on a top tier level.
Yeah. Because then it's like, okay.
Because then you got great versus great, and the Bills, the team, win.
Yeah. And I don't want to diminish.
I'm not diminishing anything about it. As a matter of fact, I had to make the joke that I wanted nothing to do with the conversation of the call that Mitch had there. For me, this is all about now. Like, you are now in a place where that award does not matter, no matter what happens throughout now. Whether he wins, he wins. It is now about getting through the postseason. That's what this is. That's where we are. And that, I just want the best game possible. As heartbreaking as it may potentially be. 803-0550 is the number to call as we keep going here. You nervous? You hyped? Matchups, players to watch. How you feeling about the rest of the playoff field, even? Are you going to avoid today's game with Kansas City and Houston for good reason?
Yeah.
For your sanity's sake. There's a lot to it. But I really do think that there is something different. There is a different feeling of this team now. And it's something that I joke about, lovingly about the team. They all seem like they just want to be a bunch of goofballs, mm-hmm. and that allows them to play loose.
They're playing backyard football. Like, they're with their buddies on the corner.
And welcome now to the biggest pressure cooker that this team faces.
Yeah.
And you already know.
This is the varsity squad.
Mac Hollins is going to walk into the stadium tomorrow barefoot and with something goofy on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to love it.
Yeah. And the fact that even last week he was the menace of the game is my favorite part about it.
Dude, bro walks in as Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Like Jason Kelce.
With the water buffalo hat from the Flintstones and all.
Yeah.
And then becomes, like you said, a menace in that game.
If he continues.
He epitomizes the energy that the Bills have put out this year of wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
Wanting to play loose. And that is where I think that this team has its palpable difference, mm-hmm. within the locker room, within their attitude, within how their makeup is. And I hope that it keeps leading to success because there is opportunity. And it allows you to feel a little different. It allows you to feel a little bit less guarded because they look like a team that the pressure's not on them. Part of it has to do with the expectation going into the year. But part of it, I do think, has to do with the energy that they put out. The very public perception that they put out.
They're just blocking out the haters.
They are here to have fun.
Yeah.
And we should be here to have fun. Where have the Buffalo Bills lost all of their games this year? On the road.
Mm-hmm. Imar Stadium has been a place of fun.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Yep. And all of their games, I mean, it's...
Of course, that makes me inherently nervous next week if the Bills have to travel to Kansas City.
Right.
Because they've lost games on the road this year. They haven't...
But historically, though, they do play some of their best football in Arrowhead Stadium.
But now comes the plot point, though. You've lost zero games at Highmark. Do not make this the one.
No. You won't be able to live that one down for the season when
not,
you look
not
back
only
at
that,
it.
But it's also final.
Yeah.
You end your season that way. And if this is the last game at Highmark Stadium this year, make it count. And it might not be. We will see what tomorrow, we'll see what tonight brings, and we'll see what tomorrow we wake up to. What is the situation that we see tomorrow? Because it could be very different from where we are today. 803-0550 is the number to call. Everyone's been really active today. I've liked a lot of what you guys have brought. You guys are bringing in questions, concerns, feelings, everything. And I'm very happy that we're getting a wide range of topics with this game as we are now within we're within the day.
It's not like last week where we could say we're approaching 24 hours.
No.
Because it is a 6:20 kickoff.
It is, yeah, it's 6:30.
6:30
kickoff. So we're not going to be on air at the 24-hour mark.
No.
But
no.
We are here, and it's here tomorrow. It's the day before, and there's a different energy than as you're getting through the week. Because that's the thing. You got to get through the week first.
Right.
Got to get through your Monday to Friday, your day in, day out. And now it's different. And that's, again, the sense of community, the sense of why do we do this. And I couldn't be happier to be in a position to help out with that. So I want to keep talking to you guys. And that said, we do have to follow a schedule. We have to stay on time. We have to stay on practice here. And I feel like I'm the only person here that knows how to do that. 803-0550 is the number to call. John, Henry, I see you guys here. When we come back from break, we'll take you guys to end hour number two of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Bills and Ravens tomorrow. I'm getting excited. The closer we're getting,
oh, yeah,
the more fun I'm ready to have. And we're going to keep having it with you here on WGR.